From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Moscow is claiming the charges against 13 Russian nationals and three Russian companies for meddling in the 2016 U.S. election are speaking at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, where dozens of world leaders have gathered for the weekend. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov questioned the evidence presented by the U.S. Justice Department and Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
You know, I have no reaction at all because one can publish whatever one wants. We see how accusations, statements, allegations multiply. Until we see the facts, everything else is just blather. I beg your pardon for a not really diplomatic wording.
And Mueller's investigation has shed further light on Russia's efforts to influence U.S. politics in cyberspace. The indictment suggests that a Russian propaganda arm oversaw a criminal and espionage conspiracy to influence the 2016 presidential campaign. Students were the center of a gun control rally in the U.S. state of Florida following last Wednesday's mass shooting in which 17 people were killed. Survivor Emma Gonzalez shamed lawmakers who have not moved toward tightening the country's gun laws. Cameron Kasky was also in attendance.
We're all angry. We're not confused anymore. We know what's going on. We know that politicians like Rick Scott and Marco Rubio are creating a facade, that this is normal, this is inevitable, there's nothing we can do to stop this, and people are realizing that we've been fooled.
Friday, days after the shooting, the FBI, the top national law enforcement agency, admitted that it ignored a tip-off about the gunman. The agency acknowledged it did not follow established protocols after receiving information about the shooter on its national tip line. The FBI said someone with a close relationship reported him. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called Iran the world's greatest threat and said that Israel would act against Iran, holding a piece of what Netanyahu said was an Iranian drone after its incursion into Israeli airspace. He told the Munich Security Conference Israel will not allow the regime to pose a noose of terror around our neck.
Netanyahu said Iran was increasing its power as a UN-led coalition against Islamic State in Iraq and Syria was regaining territory from militants. He said Tehran was trying to establish a continuous empire surrounding the Middle East from the south in Yemen. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif accused the United States of using the conference to revive hysteria against Iran and deny that Tehran was seeking hegemony in the Middle East. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Heavy fog has prevented search teams from combing through the wreckage of an Iranian plane that crashed this Sunday.
Anxiously waiting for news. Relatives of some of the 66 people believed to have died in a plane crash in Iran on Sunday, gathering at the plane's destination of Yasuj in the country's southwest. Local media say the Asaman Airlines plane crashed near the town of Semirom. It had just taken off from Tehran's Mehrabad airport. A spokesman for the airline says there were 60 passengers and 6 crew on board and that they will all have been killed.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. 4 Israeli soldiers were wounded, 2 of them seriously, when an improvised explosive device blew up near the Israeli-Gaza border Saturday. Israel responded with the airstrikes against 6 Palestinian militant targets in Gaza Strip later in the day, including what the military said were a weapons manufacturing site and an underground tunnel being built in the direction of Israel. 2 Palestinians were injured in the raids, Palestinian medical sources say. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the explosion on Israel's southern frontier, with the territory controlled by the Islamist group Hamas. The U.S. federal government announced this week that the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency arrested 212 undocumented immigrants in Southern California over the past week. ICE announced Friday that it arrested the 212 undocumented immigrants and 122 businesses during a 5-day sweep. In its statement issued Friday, the ICE deputy director said because sanctuary jurisdictions like Los Angeles prevent ICE from arresting criminal aliens in the secure confines of a jail, their officers are forced to conduct at-large arrests in the community. Roger Federer celebrated his impending return to the top of the world rankings by winning the Rotterdam Open this Sunday, his 97th title. 36-year-old, the oldest ATP number one in history, thrashed the Bulgarian 6-2 and 6-2. I'm Tommy McNeil, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.